We're very happy and thankful that God has called us from his word in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning prayer comes before you. And we thank God for this time of prayer and time for a word from the Lord. Our mission statement is to enhance, empower, and to enrich the lives of those who come and hear the word of God each and every morning. For those of you who are new on the line, we want you to know that you can go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com and hear the sermons and messages that have been archived there for you. Again, the website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We also would like to hear from you in the form of prayer requests as well as praise reports. We thank God for two praise reports that we received this morning. And so you can send those to the Masters Morning Call at gmail.com. Again, the Masters Morning Call at gmail.com. Okay, let us go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare to hear from him this morning. Ms. Willa, are you ready?
Yes, can you hear me, Dr. PK?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Praise God. Good morning, family. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. With my soul, I have declared you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me, I will seek ye early, early in the morning. Father God, we come to you this morning early, giving you praise, honor, and glory. We thank and praise you for who you are, for you are the great I Am. You are our Redeemer. You are our risen Savior. You are the way, O God. And so we just thank you this morning, Lord. We thank and praise you for what you already did for us on the cross and how you rose into again into glory, Lord, that we may stand on your word, that we have faith forevermore, that we have power, O God. Father God, we thank and praise you that you told us that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves in prayer and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I forgive their sins and heal their land. So, Father, we thank and praise you for those precious promises. Father, we thank and praise you this morning that the young man that we were praying for who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, Randy, oh God, that you ordered his footsteps, that you brought him back home. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you that there is answer to prayer. Father, we thank and praise that you told us when two or more gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So thank you, Lord, for having your angels encamped around about him. Thank you, Lord, for keeping him. We rejoice with the family right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father, and their willingness and their faithfulness to this morning call. Oh, Father God, we just thank and praise you that you put it down in their heart to get up early to share the word of God with people. Now bless their going out and their coming in. Father, we thank and praise you for the entire Master Call family, the entire artist family. We thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family. Father, that as they continue along the way, that you strengthen them in every good work. Father God, and we just thank and praise you and ask that whatever our hands touch, that we do it unto the Lord. Father, we pray for the speaker this morning, Pastor Henderson and his family. Oh, Lord, we just thank and praise you for how he is teaching us the seasons and the cycles in our life. Now, Lord, you told us that you can do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power that works within us. So whatever season we're in, Father, let it be Christ-like in whatever we do. Whenever we feel a little bit down, Lord, let us know that greater is he who is in me than he is in who is in the world. Father, now we speak to the airways. We decree and declare that your airways are clear, Father, that there is no diabolical attack against the word that's going to go forth. We bind Satan in Jesus' name. He is under our feet. He has no authority in this call in our life. So we say, Satan, go in Jesus' name. Father God, that many will be touched by this call this morning. You told us that the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So we take it by and we decree and declare that this word is blessed. We're suited up for the battle. We're yielding the words with the sword of the Spirit, and that is the word of God. So we thank you this morning, Lord. We honor you, and we praise you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. KK.
Amen, amen, Ms. Joseph. I don't care, you was on your face before you got up on here this morning. Thank the Lord for the prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God also for us being in our last week of April for artists and all of the different promotions. And I think that one very special promotion is the Mother's Day promotion. Of course, you know, I've already claimed one of the cars. They're giving out 12. There's no reason I shouldn't get one of those. So I'm thanking God for that. I encourage you to get into your back office and see the phenomenal job that the staff is doing back there. Yes, there are some things that even you can look at and say, I can do that. Let me try that, because they have so many, many different promotions. And so at this time, I too want to thank the Lord for the Diaz de Leon family and for this super fantastic business opportunity. We are going to ask Dr. J to come and introduce our speaker for this morning, and we're going to move right along and get ourselves ready to hear what thus says the Lord. Dr. J, you're on.
Good morning again, Dr. PK. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am. Morning.
Good morning to you and to this entire artist family. It is an absolute honor and a privilege to be able again this morning to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. I just want to say he is one that I love and adore on this call, and he is one that still make my baby leap. I heard my daughter come in, Nicole from Milwaukee. I bless the Lord for you, daughter, on this call this morning as well. He is my husband, first of all. He's the father of all of our children, and he is a man of honor and integrity and one of truth and godly character. He's a senior pastor of Berean Family Worship Center for over 25 years. And I want to introduce to some and just bring back to this call my pastor and my very best friend, none other than Dr. Walter Henderson III. Pastor, are you on the call this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
I honor the Lord
for
you, man of God. God bless you.
Thank you. Good morning, sweetheart. Good morning to you, Dr. PK, and praise
God. Good morning, sir.
Dr. Roberts, we appreciate you so much. We esteem the God in you. Praise God. Also to Dr. Vanessa, we appreciate you, and to each of you on the Master's Call this morning, good morning to you. I want to close out this morning where we've been talking about seasoned, and this really can be used not only for seasons but also for any part of our life. It's one of the most important things for us to begin our growth and maturity in the Lord. So I wanted to just begin to share some of this with you this morning. I want to talk about rooted in Jesus. And so that's what the whole season of our life is to do, is to prepare us to be rooted in Christ so that we may fulfill the call of God upon our life, the destiny, that purpose in which God brought each one of us into this earth to accomplish. So I want to read from the book of Colossians. I'm going to actually read two versions here. The first, Colossians, the second chapter, beginning at verse 6, and I'll read through verse 10. I'll read the King James, and then I want to read the Living Bible. And listen to the words, if you would. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Praise God. Now let me read the Living Bible. I suggest you just go through and read many of these translations, because they bring out so much of the fullness of this that impacts our life as believers. And the Living Bible reads, And now, just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all that he has done. Don't let others spoil your faith and joy with their philosophies, their wrong and shallow answers built on men's thoughts and ideas instead of what Christ has said. For in Christ there is all of God in a human body. So you have everything when you have Christ, and you are filled with God through your union with Christ. He is the highest ruler with authority over every other power. Praise God. In doing this, and I had read these scriptures, I was thinking on it, meditating, and I just since God wanted me to go look at a root system and get some ideas, and that's really what I want to do. I want to talk to you this morning about rooted in Christ. I just want to talk to you about the root system in when it pertains to trees and plants, and I want to draw from that. These are actual facts, and amen, I want to draw from that because it will give us a better understanding what it is to be rooted in Christ. So according to this text, we are to be rooted in Jesus. And so we're going to use the plant and tree root system as an analogy of the believer being rooted in Jesus. Most plants and trees' root system lie beneath the surface. What we're able to see above the surface is the result of the process that goes on beneath the surface. Before we can have new life above the surface, there must be new life beneath the surface. Germination of the seed, which is initiated when the seed is placed in the right conditions, send down roots beneath the surface. Germination is the process in which the seed emerges from a period of dormancy. This is powerful because it tells us that first of all, when we have a seed, and it used to be down south, we would go to the textiles and the granaries and get certain seeds for the harvest that you wanted to have in your garden. And so those seeds were all good, but you had to put them in the right condition, and you must place them in the ground. And, of course, the seed decomposes, and once it decomposes, the new life begins. There is a root system that has to go down into the ground first. So above the ground look like nothing is happening at all, but the life starts beneath the surface, and the root system begins to go down, and praise God, the germination of that seed is initiated when you put that seed in the right condition. The ground has to be moist and warm, and once all of these things happen, that seed begins to activate. Well, that's the way the Word of God is with us saying. When we begin to put the Word of God in the right condition, we begin to take that Word and place it in our heart, begin to meditate upon it, begin to receive teachings on it and thoughts on it, begin to communicate that Word, the root of that seed begins to go down into our hearts. It begins to produce a life in our inner man. It begins to build us up on that. It begins to release to us the power of that Word. Praise God. Well, what are some of the, and finally, the germination is the process in which the seed emerges from a period of dormancy. Well, you have to understand, the Word of God has potential in it, but it has to be released. And you can take the Word, and it's just like food. You can put it in your mouth and waddle it around in your mouth and spit it out and whatever, but you really won't get the full nutrients of it until that Word is broken down. And it's still dormant. The power is there until it is planted. And you need to know that everything you need is in the Word of God. The Bible is a book of seeds, and you have to determine what is the need. Take that particular seed and plant it. And you have to continuously water it, praise God, to release the power of that Word. Well, what are some of the benefits of the root system? Roots absorb water and nutrients from the soil. Roots serve as an anchor for the plant or the tree. Roots are able to store food and nutrients against the time of stress caused by cold or drought. Now, look at this. The root system is there to draw water and nutrients from the soil. Without the root system, the tree or the plant is going to die. It cannot sustain its life. And for many of us, we think we can continue to walk out the things of God, to be what God has called us, without absorbing life from the life-giving word of God. Amen. Without being watered by the water of the word. We cannot have the life of God on a continuous basis. That word of God is set to work with the spirit of God that's born again in the believer. Praise God. And so it releases to us what we need to live. It releases to us the faith that we need. The word is converted into a power, just like food is converted into energy. When we put this word in the right condition, it converts to faith and releases the life of that faith into us. Praise God. It says that the root serves as an anchor for the plant of the tree. You're not going to be able to stay strong in the things of the Lord unless your root system is intact. You're going to be weak. You're not going to be strong because the root is mean. I mean, the wind came through here last night. Trees are going back and forth and bending over. But because of the root system, when all the wind was done, the tree was standing right there. Say, I'm still here. Praise God. There's no damage to me. Glory to God. And you and I must have the root system in its place because the root will anchor us. Praise God. The roots are able to store food and nutrients against the time of stress called by cold or drought. You can't wait till problems start and then going to run to the word. Praise God. You need to be building yourself up on your most holy faith. It stores against, praise God, the times of drought. And times of stress. In the summertime, many times, our grass looks like it's dead because the sun is so up and we don't get that much rain. But that forces the root system to go deeper. Praise God. To get stronger and thicker. Praise God. And that root system has already stored food and nutrients. Just in case the water wouldn't come, it can still provide what it needs. You need to be in the word on a continuous and daily basis. You need to be storing up against the time that the enemy will come to try to steal that word, against situation that will come. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to go call the pastor. You don't have to go call everybody. Praise God. You got a root system in you. And you can draw from what you've already stored on the inside of you. Glory to God forevermore. What are some of the growing facts of roots? Roots grows in the direction of air, nutrients, and water. Improper watering can damage roots. Roots will not grow in dry soil. Over time, given the right condition, roots can crack foundations, snap water lines, lift sidewalks. Roots can move anything that's in its way. Some roots can grow as deep as the tree is high. Now let's look at this, praise God. Roots grow in the direction of air, nutrients, and water. The more you put that word in you and meditate upon that word, it will cause you to grow toward Christ. Glory to God. The Hebrews tell us that, praise God, that we will become what we're looking at. Praise God. We look into the perfect law of liberty. We look in it, it's like a mirror. We behold, and praise God, what we are beholding in God's word will transform us, will conform us into the image that we are beholding. It will cause us to grow toward Christ. Amen. Praise God. See him. Our roots is to go down into him. It's to draw our life from him. Christ is in us. I mean, the full power, Ephesians has told us in the first chapter, the same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of the believer. But we have to tap that power. We have to not have ourselves so corroded that the power can't flow through us. We have to be ready and willing to allow that power to flow through us. Praise God. And so getting the root system correct causes us to grow toward that power. We said the improper watering can damage the roots. That is, if you don't keep the words in there, your root system will not be intact. If you don't continue to meditate and implore, you got to think about it. I mean, how much last week did you spend in the Word? How much time did you give to the Word? Because that determines the faith and the power that's being released in you. Praise God. How much time did you give to prayer? How much time did you give? If you would equate with that, and the time you read God's book versus some other book you read, some other magazine you read. Praise God. It's going to be important to keep your system strong. It said that roots won't grow in dry soil. It has to have moisture, has to have water. It needs the nutrients. It needs all of those things. And listen, your root system will stop if you don't continue to plant that word in your heart, continue to meditate, continue to hear the messages taught. Praise God. You need to be in service. Praise God. Amen. Everybody get tired. Get up. Praise God. Get there. Amen. Don't wait till the last minute and drag into service. Glory to God. You ought to be preparing Saturday night for Sunday. You ought to be preparing all day Wednesday for Wednesday night or Tuesday. You need to get ready and get excited. Praise God. Get there on time. Settle your mind. Forget about what happened before you got there. You'll take care of that when you leave. Glory to God. I need to get my system strong. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we said that over time, given the right condition, roots are cracked foundation. Glory to God. I don't care what's been hindering your life. I don't care what happened to you when you was a child. I don't care emotionally how you've been strong and all the stress you've gone through your life that has affected your character. The root system will crack that foundation. It'll snap old water lines. Glory to God. It'll lift up the sidewalks that has covered you, the concrete, the heavy weight. It'll lift it and break it and cause it to be released from you. So that, praise God, the life of God flows through you. Glory to God. Rooting depth may be physically restricted by rock or compacted soil to close below the surface, that's just below the surface. So many times our anger and our hatred, praise God, our wrong relationship and how we treat people, these are rocks in our life, and it will not allow our root system to go down, praise God. We've been offended by people, and so we put their names in our mouth and said a wrong thing about them, praise God. We become backbiters, praise God. And these are rocks in our life, and the root system won't grow. Amen. So we need to know that we need to get those things out. Most of the deepest of root systems are found in desert plants and trees. Well, why is that? Because the root system has to go down so far to find water and nutrients in that hot weather, in that desert. And in the time of your season, when it looks like everything is going wrong, God has said, I'm just developing your root system. I'm letting it go deeper, praise God. And I'm storing it so you can be the giant that I've made you to be. You can be the giant of the faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God. I want you to know you are bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Glory to God. You need to let your root system get so deep. In fact, it tells us that for some trees, the root system are as deep below the ground as you see above the ground. Praise God. That's the way I want to be. I want to be bigger on the inside, praise God, than I am on the outside. Glory to God. According to our lesson text, we're to be rooted in Jesus. We can use the plant tree root system information so that we can learn what the system God wants to put in us. Just as the plant must draw all of its needs to produce fruit from the soil, we must draw all that we need to produce our fruit from Jesus. Jesus is symbolic of the soil. The word of God is symbolic of the seed. The root system being a result of germination is symbolic of the word of God being taught, studied, and meditated upon. We cannot be built up in him unless we are first rooted in him. We can only be established in him as we have been taught. In Jesus dwell the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We are complete in him. All of our air, nutrients, and water we need are in him. All of the power that we need is in him. Glory to God. And he is in us. Everything that we need to overcome our adversary is in him. If we're not rooted and built up in him, we can be spoiled through the philosophy and intellectualism of men. If we don't take God's word and plant it, we're left nothing to the philosophies of men. We're left nothing to the systems of this world. And we are to come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Praise God. We are to come and use the kingdom of God, and so that we might hold a new, have a new process within us. Part of our problem as believers is we have been born into the kingdom, and we're still using the world system. We're still using the prince of this age system, which comes to naught. We must renew our mind. We must let our roots go deep into Christ so that he is manifested. His glory is flowing in and through us. May God cause this word to be enriched in us this day. May our roots go deep into Christ. Glory to God, that whatever storm may come in our season, we shall not be moved. Back to you, Dr. PK.
Good God, good God. Thank God for the word, sir. Rooted in Jesus. I tell you, I could just preach this thing all, just preach it, yeah, because I was thinking about what was said yesterday by Sister Vanessa. She says, you know, when we have our roots in the right place, we will yield godly fruit. And you came back today and you talked about, yeah, being rooted in Jesus is the right place for us to get the right kind of fruit. So I just thank God for the word today and to remind us that we are bigger on the inside than we are on the outside. Lord, I thank you for the word. Beautiful, beautiful word, sir. Thank you. Powerful, powerful, powerful word. Thank you for being my brother in the Lord and for coming to feed us on Tuesdays faithfully. Thank you so, so very much. At this time, we're going to have our closing prayer for the needs and concerns of those requests which were given us on Friday. We have been praying over them individually, and then we come together collectively at the end of each of our each of our calls and pray together collectively in unity and believing God that our prayers will be answered. Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Very good. Thank you. Hallelujah. Gracious God, Father God, help us to be more rooted in your word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that mighty word. Thank you for this man of God who faithfully is your mouthpiece each Tuesday morning. Thank you for his obedience to your call. Lord, help us to heed to your word. Father, you are great. You are the horn of my salvation. You are my high tower. You alone are God. Lord, it's you who we worship, honor, and glorify. Thank you for eternal love and unmerited favor. We exalt you, our God, our King. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, for being our strength, our shield, our provider, and our salvation. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we praise you this morning. We come boldly to your throne this morning as we declare your glory and lift up the name of Jesus. We come without fear, without guilt, without anxiety or condemnation. You said for us to believe. You said for us to speak your word, and your word would do the work. So this morning I come speaking your word and lifting up every burden and destroying every yoke as it has been requested by Angeline Mason, by Gina, by Marie Preston, by Joyce, and Rushi. Lord, I thank you that the answers to our prayers for them are coming forth and coming to fruition in Jesus' name. This morning I come against heart attacks, diabetes, hypertension, abnormal growth, mental illness, lupus, fibromyalgia, cancer, sickle cell anemia, Lou Gehrig's disease, gout, all sickness, all disease, and every condition that is not of you, God. I send them back to the pit of hell from which they came. This morning I come against poverty and lack. Satan, you must lose your financial grip on God's people. I confess that wealth and riches are in our houses. We have the power to get wealth. Father God, I decree and I declare that we are set high above the nations of the earth because we are obedient to your word. We are rooted and grounded in your word, Lord God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth willingly went to the cross and gave up the ghost so that we are made whole. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals us. You are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides for us. You are Jehovah Rohi, the shepherd who watches over us. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace, and in you we have peace. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are our standard. Our eyes are fixed on you, God. You are the one to whom we compare ourselves. Father, we are meditating on your word so that we are anchored and grounded and rooted in your word. Father, I call for angelic songs to be released in our hearts and shouts of deliverance
to ring in our ears. Father, I believe you have heard this prayer, and you said if you hear our prayers, you will answer them. So thank you for answered prayers. Thank you that you will never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor PK.
Amen, amen, amen. We do thank God this morning. We thank God for his presence on this line today. I thank you, Sister Willa, for opening us up in prayer, and Sister Candy for you closing. And we always thank God for the man and woman of God who brings the word. So we thank God for my brother this morning. I tell him he's my Bishop Henderson out of Milwaukee. And definitely my Mississippi brother, thank God for you. At this time, Pastor Vanessa, do you have any closing remarks? We are right on time.
Just to say that the word was off the hook this morning, just a powerful word. Our souls were fed, and we thank you, Master's Call family, for being on the line each and every morning. Back to you, Dr. PK, to close us out and to have our prayer warriors hang on for our quick Tuesday meeting.
Okay, that's good. As we are closing, I would encourage each of you to go out and have a super fantastic day in the Lord. God bless you. Bye-bye.